You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
What's up, bro?
Take a swing, bro.
Right here, bro.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you, too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
Yeah. Are we recording now?
We are live.
All right, and welcome to the What's Up Bro podcast. This is the first non-studio podcast.
We are on remote.
Yeah, we are on remote.
We're on location.
We are live at the Miami Improv. Bob, tell us more about it.
There's a hurricane.
Yeah.
And the wind is blowing. The rain is immense.
It's crazy.
Oh,
I'm getting hit
falling
with golf size hit.
Yeah.
I'm here with Mike Mercadal.
What's up,
as
bro?
Always. And then we have a lot of guests that are going to be coming in and out because we're actually doing a show. There's going to be a show. It should be starting soon.
Yeah.
While we're not on stage, whoever's not on stage is going to be guest on the podcast. So right now it's Ramon Garcia.
What up?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, bro?
Dude, we've been trying to get Ramon forever. Ramon lives in West Palm Beach. He's one of the five Hispanics that lives in West Palm Beach.
One of the five.
So he lives far from What's Up Bro Studios, Woo Bro Studios. So what's going on, brother? You're headlining tonight, huh?
That's right. I got a little bit of extra gel in the hair just in case. You know what I'm saying?
That's the source of your power.
That's it is, bro. I don't know if you've seen the little snips from Orlando, man. It's in HD, bro.
Dude. It
looks pretty hot,
man. That's I looked at the clip. I'm working on my website, and I showed the clip. I put the clip of the last one, or the first one that we did.
Yeah.
Of the first Brown Rice comedy on my website, and I was like, wow, I was so much thinner then.
For the record,
that was only 3 months ago.
That's the show that we're doing tonight. Is the Brown Rice comedy?
The Brown Rice comedy, right.
That Orlando Leyva past guest of the podcast helps kind of
He puts it together. He is the brains of the operations. He's actually not here today. We wish him well. He's actually in the hospital.
I think he's getting circumcised today.
Yeah, he was getting recircumcised. He thought it was
a little bit. They didn't take off enough.
He's just trying to stay up with the latest trends. You know,
that's all it is.
At first he had the mock turtleneck. Now he's just like no turtleneck.
No crew neck.
Crew neck. It's summer. It's summer.
He's married. Come on, you already got her, bro. Let her deal with it.
Not even gonna use it.
Deal with it, baby. I keep it clean. I keep wet naps in the back pocket just for you.
That sounds exactly like him. Like him.
People are gonna think that we added that together. Like they must have copied and pasted.
They cut him in.
They must have copied and pasted. Hey,
what up, bro?
Hi, how are you, Mo?
What's up, Mo?
Mo, one of the servers, great friend.
It's fine.
We can't hear you. If you're not talking into the mic, we can't hear you. How are you, my love? Damn, you look great.
Absolutely.
No. There's three guys here that we all say the same thing.
Hard. What do I tell them to put them off?
Email, especially.
Email.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Subscription?
They'll get a free T-shirt at the end of the show or some shit.
There you go. Look at Ramon making executive decisions.
Wow. Good job, Ramon. The mind for business.
I got to give them away. I can't even sell these damn things.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was coming from somebody who sells T-shirts, I was like, when Mo said, what do they get? I'm like, I'm not a cupcake T-shirt, I'll tell you that much. I don't give a fuck.
That's my bread and butter.
That's my daughter's college tuition right there, man, is the cupcake shirts. I'm actually sold out, so I wouldn't even have one, but.
But
are you
genuinely saving the cupcake T-shirt money for, like, is that going into a special fund?
That's going into, right
so
now.
So when your daughter goes off to college,
right now, that money is going, me and my wife, we're going to have our wedding ceremony because we've been married, but she wants a ceremony, she wants a whole kid in
Kabul. Of course she does. She's a woman.
Relax. All right. Take it easy. I'm not arguing. Take it easy. Mike takes my wife's side, even if there's no argument. I'm like, yeah, so she wants the ceremony, so that's
Well, his wife is nice to me.
That's like,
I don't have to deal with her telling me, making fun of me, calling me a womanizer and making fun of me, not like
Right. She defends him. I don't know. Whatever. And so I'm saving up money for that. So that nice. Right now is what it's going for, but it's going really well.
I'm just imagining you, like, you're sending your daughter off to college, and then you say, just as you're dropping her off, by the way, I'm paying for all this with a blowjob joke that I turned into a T-shirt.
Yes.
I'll just make sure you...
Well, it's so much more than just a blowjob joke. I mean, it's taking a life of its own, but you are not wrong in saying that, my friend. I am down. You know, it's funny. There's a part of me, I don't know... You have a son, right, yes. Ramon? You have a son. You actually beat me to it.
Yes.
Like everybody
I keep
was.
Telling him, bro. My son can marry your daughter.
Everybody knew.
They will make.
When we were expecting our kid, everybody knew about my kid. Ramon comes in like 2 weeks before my wife is born. Doesn't tell nobody.
Before your wife
nothing.
Gives birth. Before your wife.
Before two weeks before my wife gives birth. Doesn't tell anybody shit. All of a sudden, it's Ramon has a son. And like what?
What the hell just happened?
So that came in like really incognito. So you got a son. Do you want him to be a comic?
Oh, absolutely. I don't want him. Whatever. Pretty much whatever he wants to do. I'm not gonna force him on anything.
Right. What'd you name him?
No, but there's a lot of people that I watch celebrities and I say that I hear them say like that they're actors and they're like I don't want them to. I discourage them to get into acting. I encourage them to get into whatever anything else. You know what I mean? Like you hear a lot of people that are like that. And I'm thinking to myself, I wouldn't mind. My kid being a comic, it would save me so much money on college tuition. It really would.
Yeah, like, just, you don't need a degree.
Just don't do it like me, where I went to college for like 6 years and paid for classes, and then ultimately I was like, nah, I'm gonna be a comic. And like, oh, I just wasted fucking 6 years and a lot of money on.
It's like when your kid asks, "Dad, I need help with homework." He's like, "No, fuck that. Did you write an airline food joke yet? Come on."
Write that bit yet? That you've been
or you be
on?
Too hard on the hack? Come on, give me something better.
Oh no,
write from the heart. Write from the heart.
That's for sure. That's all I'm gonna do is I'm like hack. Damn right. I'm gonna be like, really? That's the best you got? Who wrote that? Somebody at the playground?
I'd be like, what? Where did you? I'm gonna be all jealous. Where'd you write that? Who wrote that for you?
Fuck. You're supposed to be better than that. And then they come up with a good bit, and you're like, "Dad's using that one. Daddy's gonna take that one from you. That's for Dad.
Daddy gave you that
I'll
one.
I'll just call him a hack too. I'm like, hack.
Where are you gonna believe?
Hack. What a fucking hack. Next special, she sees Dad on TV. Like, that's my joke, motherfucker.
Look at you trying to have a perspective.
Like you're telling a very specific joke. Like, Neri wants his daughter to be a lesbian. We've established that in the last.
I want her to be a lesbian for the first like 20 years of her life.
Right.
Like during her preteen, like during her teen years, I want her to be a lesbian because she can't get pregnant from scissoring. Like they don't get pregnant.
No
from
penetration,
that.
Baby. So at no penetration.
Once she turns 20, 21, if she wants, then I hope. Then I'm praying that she goes from lesbian. She realizes it's not for her, and then goes and wants dick. And at that point, I'm alright with it because if she gets pregnant at 21, that's fuck it. You
it's
know,
good.
She,
good for her.
Yeah.
No, but I just picturing him doing his comedy special where he's like telling a very specific joke about being a woman and a lesbian.
And a lesbian.
Like he's just like stealing it verbatim.
As
like
a lesbian as teenager. A lesbian. As a lesbian. Teenager, I could tell you that I do not like pickup trucks. And I what? it's gonna crush.
Pickup trucks.
So you have a kid. What'd you name him? You
Angel.
Said Angel. Yeah,
Angel.
Yeah. Did you name him or the mom?
The mom, but I didn't want Ramon anyways. I had Ramon. My dad was Ramon. I'm the junior. I didn't want to be like the Ramon, the junior, the third.
Are you a junior? Are you a junior? Legit?
I'm a junior. Junior.
What's your son's full name? Tell him your son's full name. This is great. This is not a joke.
This is the truth. Angel Gabriel Antonio Garcia Asensio.
Look at that. That if that does not that say Mexican, I don't know what the
he
fuck
needs
does.
To be. He needs to be like.
Let me tell you something. He's gonna learn the alphabet just when he learns his name. He's gonna learn the entire alphabet. Like I got every letter in the fucking.
You're
alphabet.
Sending him back. He's gonna be in kindergarten and be like, "Fuck you, Dad!" Because like every time he has to write his name, he runs out of room. He's like, "Shit,
damn you!"
Learn how to write smaller. Fuck.
At this point, you're.
You can find just AG. Yeah. AG.
AG. And at this point, he's also gearing towards to be like a telenovela star with that
Absolutely.
Name.
Absolutely.
That would be great, too. I wouldn't mind that. Take some of that novella money.
Hang around all those girls with
no,
big
No, I'm saying,
tits.
Like, as a parent, I'm just thinking as a parent. Yeah. I always said that if I have a son or when I have a son, I always said that if my kid's in sports, I want him to be like a fucking punter or like the place kicker, you know, just like somebody who just holds it.
You just want him on the team.
Yeah, because those guys at the professional level, they still get paid millions, and they don't get hurt. Like their injuries, injuries, like, all right, That was self-inflicted, though. That wasn't some. That
That's
because
I didn't stretch before I kneeled down.
Yeah, that wasn't a lineman hitting your head, and now you have some kind of disease.
I think he's actually going to be an athlete, though, because
of course
you
say that.
Well, because his mom, like, no, he for real, like, we actually,
like there's never been, there's never been a dad that goes, oh, I think he's going to be a pussy. I think he's going to be a bitch.
Because we kind of had one of those moments where I was kind of like, you know, in Big, where they had to put some chemicals in him because his mom was actually going through a little bit. She had like a little bit of signs of cancer and whatever. So they needed to speed up the actual, not to put it down on the show, but they had to speed up the pregnancy just so she can get him out and so they could check her out. She's doing good, but they had to put steroids to make him go. It's, and now that I don't, those things, like, he is just growing like crazy.
You
right
think
now.
The steroids are still kicking?
They're like, still kicking in. I'm telling you, like, he's just
in
growing.
At the developmental level.
Yeah.
Now he's like a baby Hulk. He's a baby Hulk. Yeah. He's
pretty
just,
soon they're just going to start giving steroids to kids that, like, in utero. They're just be like, yeah, no, this kid's going to be.
How old in he's
the
like
NFL.
6 months now, right?
Yeah, he's over five and a half going on.
But he's like bigger than a 1 year old. You know, he's just huge.
Yeah, he's huge. He's, the other day, Ramon got in a car accident. He lifted the car over his fucking shoulder.
He threw the car.
The car.
Yeah.
It's like Clark Kent. He just like lifted the car.
So that's what you want. You want a Clark. You want a Kal-El.
I want somebody. I don't care. I don't care what league it is. MLB, NBA, MMA, whatever
what
it is.
What about a soccer, bro? I'm like, you're gonna force me to go to soccer games?
Then I really have to, because you know I don't watch it.
I don't. No.
Then you have to learn.
We live in Miami, bro. Nobody. Miami
I'm
watching soccer.
Hey, I don't care.
I'm not ashamed. Let me give a fuck. It's a sorry ass sport. You know what bothers me about it? This really does bother me about soccer is I still to this day don't understand, and nobody can answer me. Even like avid fans why don't they stop the clock when the fucking ball goes out of bounds? Why don't they stop the clock? They don't. They just quote unquote they add that time to the end of the game. And the referees estimate how much time they think. And it goes up to, like, I think 5 minutes or some shit like that, like 3 minutes or whatever the fuck. They estimate how much time has been taken away from the game depending on how the flow of the game. And I'm like, so the referee could really be like, nah, it's fine. This is exciting. Keep going.
Well, that's why a lot of those referees get, like, their lives threatened and they, like, have extra special protection. Like, if they make a bad call or something. Like in Colombia, there's some guy got killed. Because he messed up.
Well,
and
he made his own goal.
Right, but like people.
Anywhere but America, I think you would get killed for that. Honestly, anywhere but America.
Yeah,
let me rephrase that. Anywhere in the Latin community, in the Latin countries, Europe, they don't get. They'll be like, you're a fucking douche.
Yeah.
Somebody did it last in the World Cup. Somebody did it. The goalkeeper for. I want to say it was Germany or England or some one of those countries. He kicked into play, and he went like over the ball, and then by mistake just kind of kicked, and it rolled so slowly into his own goal.
How shitty must that feel? That's got to be that one moment where you're just like,
I think he was from Germany.
With that crap in the background.
Germany? I want to say Germany or England. I want to say one of those two. Either way, you have bad teeth. So at the end of the day, you're just shitty. You're just fucked up because you have bad teeth.
Look,
and you kicked your own goal.
I have family in Europe. I have family in France, and they're right next to Germany. And whenever we go over there, there are some good-looking mountain women. The Germans they're like big.
There was a guy that thought the same thing.
Huh?
There was another guy who thought the same thing years ago. He thought that the Germans were really good-looking people.
Yeah,
and
to
he
get thought rid of the ones.
He called it the supreme race. And he wanted to eradicate everybody else.
What are you getting at, Neri? What are you getting at?
You are fucking saying it like it's a surprise. You're like, oh, no, they're actually good looking people. Yeah,
teeth.
They're fucking, no, the men. I'm talking about the dude playing soccer. I'm not the chicks. Come on. You can find beautiful women in any place, but I mean, a lot of places. A lot of countries.
What places can't you find beautiful women in there?
Dude, I've talked about this before. and I don't give a shit. I am from Nicaragua, and let me tell you something about Nicaraguan women. There is an 80-20 split. My friend, there is 80-20. Here's the kicker. 80% stunning. No, I'm sorry. Look at me. I'm fucking... No. 20% stunning. No, I said 80 as if it was.
I was like, did I laugh too soon?
No. 20% stunning. I'm talking about like incredibly out of control, out of your mind stunning. 80%, what the fuck? I've never dated a Nika chick ever, because every Nika chick that's been into me has been way like I'm just like I'm not gonna deal with that. Like any Nika chick that I've been interested in, way out of my league. Like I can't even.
Like there's no
like she's working.
There's no sevens.
She's working.
Is there no sevens in Nicaragua? They're all like 9, 10.
I think
2, 3.
I think it's 8, 9, and 10s, and then you have a lot of 5s, And bro, there's a reason why Nika men drink a hell of a lot, dude. We fucking that's the reason I don't drink, is because I look at all these guys, all my family members, all my cousins who get fucking wasted, who are alcoholics basically. But in Hispanic cultures, you don't have alcoholics.
No, no, there's no such thing.
You just have the guy who drinks.
No, el estomador. He's a drinker. No, yeah.
It's because he fixed the car. That's what I that's what I paid him with. I gave him a 12-pack.
He got a 12-pack.
That's what I had.
Dude, I've done that shit. I've paid friends
of mine. But it's not even worth it sometimes, because then they just talk all night. Me and la cosa. And no, talk about the whole thing over.
I leave them in the backyard. This is what I do. I swear to God, I've done this. And this is like maybe 3 years ago. I had this guy, friend of the family. He's one of those guys that when you were a kid, they called him uncle. But then you grew up and you go, this guy has no... heritage, no bloodline to me.
The Hispanic
You just called him uncle. Like, that's not even... So this dude, friend of the family for years and years. I've known him all my life, basically. Guy fixes cars.
Always gets caught doing blow in the bathroom.
Right. I don't know what the fuck he does. I wouldn't... Nah, if it wasn't for the fact that he's fat, I would say yes. Yeah. But he's fat, so I don't see that. But this guy fixed my car. All it was is just change a part in the end. Something, whatever the fuck it was, I know I couldn't do it. So my dad calls him over. He fixes it. Then I'm giving this guy a ride back home because he doesn't have a car.
Of course.
Those who can do. It doesn't mean
I'm a carpenter, but yeah, I'm living at my mom's house right now.
At my mom's house. Do you have a hammer? Can I borrow a hammer? Like, what the fuck? You're the carpenter. So I have to give this guy a ride back home. And a dude, as I'm giving him a ride back home, he goes, hey, put him to the gas station real quick. Mind you, I just handed him like $60, right? And, he goes, I pull into the gas station real quick. I'm like, oh, that's a little fucking weird. Dude comes out with 2 12-packs. I think it was maybe even 3 12-packs. I'm like, I could have just bought that and just given you the shit. I'm like, that's what you're going to spend the money that I just gave you on. And I'm like, fucking, dude. And he's like, yeah, you could just leave me here at the corner of the block. It was like in the same neighborhood. But he was like, just leave me. And I'm like, you're not going back home to your wife, are you? He's like, nah, I'm going
to
I have 3 cases of beer. I'm rich right now.
I'll get my tools next week, bro.
Yeah. Give me a first. Leave the tools outside. I'll get them. Put a towel over them. We'll be fine. So that's the shit that I deal with. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't care.
No, I...
So again,
we paid a guy to paint my house for the, like, my mom. We had a friend that paid him with beer. They paid him, like,
yeah.
Just come over to wash the... Hey, we're going to wash in our cars, whatever. He's like, oh, yeah. No, I wash all the cars. Here's a case, you know, like...
Afterwards. After.
No. You don't give him beer before, because then he starts, like, scratching the shit out of your car.
Sloppy-ass spots. One side, one swipe is really clean. The next door is, like, filthy. You're like, what the fuck happened here?
You just kind of gave up there, didn't you? You're just, like, as the... From the front to the back, it's just clean,
dirty. That's when
the
fifth beer came into play.
I thought I would paint a nice little Indian here for you with a nice sunset behind it.
So where are you from, Ramon? You got a lot of shit in you, man. And I know that from watching your set. So.
Well, mom's family comes from Monterrey, Mexico. Dad's from Puerto Rico. And, everything else. I mean, I've got... I think most of the family where it branches out was the Puerto Rican side, where, I mean, they go everywhere.
Yeah, because they have a passport.
Yeah, everybody. No, they don't need it. They don't.
They have a passport. That's why they branched out. The Mexicans are like, look, we got two choices. We got Mexican, and then we got America. That's it. That's all we can get.
Everything. So they went through Dominican, Japanese. Actually, I do have a Mexican Arabian cousin. Beautiful girl.
Arabian cousin?
Mexican-Arabian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like the fact that you threw in the Mexican in before.
I like the mixes,
I said Arabian,
man.
He goes Mexican-Arabian.
Excuse me, sir.
I like the mixes, though. That when you start mixing, it starts to get sexy as fuck. Like the Dominican-Japanese, you said those two together, and I'm like, I'm listening.
Well, it's Puerto Rican-Japanese.
Puerto Rican-Japanese.
Oh, fuck
Rican.
You, then.
Same thing, well, man. Same
way to let me down.
Same way to let me down, but what
tell me more about someone in your family that
give
I'm
me,
thinking about fucking.
More.
Yeah, he's
turn
like,
me
tell
on
me
some more.
That's hot.
I'm who is this in your family?
So
no, I don't want to know.
This is
wow. She look like Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Before the plane crash or after?
Come on, man. Let me go there,
too
man.
Soon? Too soon? Too soon, is it?
Jesus
10 years? Is that
Christ.
Too soon? I'm sorry. I think she's been there for like 10 years. It has. It's got to be like, that's still too soon for you, Ramon. Ramon's like,
no, but I wasn't even going to go there. I wasn't even trying to remember that part of her.
Poured out some of his beer.
Part
no, just the pretty part. Just the pretty
just
part.
The part.
Hey, just from what was it, Cradle to the Grave, or whatever that, without pun intended.
Oh, the Cradle to the Grave.
Jackie Chan or the
that
no,
was
Jackie Chan. It was
Romeo Must Die.
One of the guys. One of the guys goes.
one of those guys.
That's racist.
That's
that's racist.
Coming from someone with so many races, you might be insulting yourself.
Yeah,
you might
John be Wynn's going to be here soon.
Maybe. Yeah. But we all got to learn how to take a joke, right? Just a little bit. All of
coming
us.
From the guy, I was like, before she died? Oh, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up. I can't believe
I'm
going to
stop bringing up stupid shit
that.
Like death. With dead
like
chicks.
Dead chicks.
Someone made a joke. I forgot what it was, but someone made a joke that they're like, they're always upset that when they hear the news that like a pretty girl died, because then they're like, fuck, I missed my chance. Like they were next in line.
Always. That always. They always. I get. Like, I have friends who say that when they find out a hot chick is dating somebody. Like, oh yeah, she's dating. I forget who. One of the Ryans. Ryan Reynolds is dating. She's dating a hot blonde chick. I don't know. She was in a movie somewhere. I forgot what movie, but she's not. Obviously.
Scarlett. He was dating.
No, like, he was married to Scarlett Johansson. But I'm talking about after that. He was dating someone. He's currently dating somebody else. And that was one of my friends. Like, oh fuck, there goes my chance. Like, no, you.
Yeah, right.
You
really.
Had,
you
no.
were next.
Yeah,
you were
go
next.
Like an increment of 0.00001%.
Yeah. You don't. And I like the fact that he thinks that Ryan Reynolds is the cock. That's the part that fucked him up. Is
it's
Ryan
like,
Reynolds?
Fuck, man.
If it wasn't for him, for sure.
If he wasn't famous, yo, and ripped, you know.
Well, that's rich. The only time I've ever thought that is when I heard about George Clooney's ex. After she
which
broke
one?
Up with, after she broke up with George
oh, yeah,
Clooney,
you had that moment.
She's now dating Steve-O. And when I found out she's dating Steve, I'm like, first of all, that's a hell of a fucking drop off to go from
yes,
that supermodel, the hot
Italian girl,
yeah, the Italian
from,
chick,
from George Clooney to Steve-O.
Yeah, to Steve-O. Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, I had a chance to fuck her for sure, for sure. No, there's no way. No, come on.
Mary's
I mean,
like, I just had to be around.
I just had to be around that, and just it. It's not.
What would be the comparison of like Jennifer Aniston? Would you go in with like from Brad
Paula
Pitt?
Dean from Paula? The Food Channel.
Love it, man.
That
high five to
best.
You.
That was the best one.
Well, she's got diabetes now.
That's right, ladies.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been Paula Dean. It would have been
someone
else.
This one is
going
to be very popular with the ladies. They make fun of Aaliyah, Paula Dean. Yeah. What is wrong with these assholes? What is up, bro? What is up?
She with now? She's with like a millionaire right now, right? Jennifer Aniston?
I thought you were talking about Paula Deen.
Yeah, Paula Deen. Paula Deen's with her fucking food.
Yeah.
That's who she's married to, is her fucking fattening, delicious food.
You know what? But to be fair, that's something awesome now that I don't think girls do now when they cook. Like, they don't cook. Girls don't. I don't know a lot of girls that cook, man.
Yeah, I know. That's well, my wife cooks, but, you know, again, doesn't give head. So
you have to balance it out,
baby.
Yeah, no, we take the good, the bad. But no, I mean, I get that though. There's a lot of women who don't know.
Have you tried hypnotizing,
dude? What makes you think I haven't tried that?
Sleep.
I'm
and
like,
sleep.
You know what? My problem was is that I was like, and at the count of three. One, two, and then she started clucking. I guess because I said chicken head. I fucked up that whole. But I was like, shit, she's clucking now. That's like that bit from In Living Color. Do you remember that skit?
Yes, with Jim Carrey.
He got hypnotized, and all he could do was cluck like a chicken, and then the hypnotist had a heart attack and died.
He said, you're now going to be like a chicken, yeah. and then in the middle of it, the guy dies, never snaps him out of it.
Isn't that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No. I don't know. It's... In Living Color and Jim Carrey, and they say 6 months later he goes into the fast food restaurant
and
he's
like
starving.
He's just starving,
and they can't undertake his order. Like he has change, right? Because he's out of a job or whatever, and he's trying to like say like what he wants, and he keeps saying.
They're like, why don't you write it down? Why don't you write it down? And then he goes.
You hear the voiceover,
and you see him writing, and then the woman grabs the paper. She's like, I don't understand this chicken scratch, and he's like.
No, but the funny thing is that in the voiceover he goes, oh my god, why didn't I think of that before? I would like, hello, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I would like a large hamburger with extra cheese. And so he's like, you hear this in the voiceover. And then when I can't understand this chicken scratch. And when she holds up the paper, all it says is cluck, cluck, cluck. Yeah. Fucking great.
That's like, those are like those old Twilight Zone episodes where everything gets set up in one way. And then in the end, it's like a friend of mine or someone, a guy I know, he
every
says.
Every episode of the Twilight
Every
show.
Episode of Twilight, my friend.
John Wynn's here.
Oh, yay. Shit. John
are we starting?
Starting.
John Wynn is here. When you get off stage, you come on, hop onto the podcast, because Ramon Garcia here needs his meditation time.
What do you do before the show?
Yeah, what do you do before the show?
Write the set list.
You had a set list though?
Well, I like to have a foundation because, you know, I improv.
Yeah, yeah, you
like,
improv a lot.
A lot.
No, that's fine, right, dude.
Bring it in, bring it in.
What are we doing lineup for tonight?
He's got it.
What up, what up, what up? Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Say the, what's up,
this
bro.
This is the What's Up Bro podcast. This is my podcast that
oh,
you're on.
Real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, dope.
So that was
live
Justin.
From the Miami
that
improv.
Was Justin, one of the managers here at the improv.
Yeah, yeah.
Great job, Justin.
Thanks.
I love the fucking green room. Thank you very much. That was great.
Don't lie.
I don't like the leather seats, hence why I'm not sitting in the leather seats. Not because I don't like the way they look, but because I'm a bit of a, you know, I'm a larger gentleman that likes to perspire. Dude, they didn't believe me. The first time they brought in the couches, they go, what do you think about it? I go, I don't like leather. I'm sitting on the couch. They go, you don't find this comfortable? I'm like, look, I don't like. So after like 5 minutes of them like, how can you not like this? I stand up and I tell Melissa, I'm like, feel my back. It's fucking sweating. I'm sweating right now. And I've been sitting for 5 minutes. Justin, wasn't that sweaty?
It was sweaty.
Yeah, I was sweaty, dude.
The stain on the back right here.
Like this.
The lower back.
And I was sitting there for
the
5 minutes.
The fat man tramp stamp.
Like coming to America, the thing was just behind them there.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
All right, so you come up.
We're setting up the lineup.
Shout out to Jamal Miller.
What's up, Jamal Miller? First time. We're doing
first time on stage.
Hopefully everybody like me.
He's an old friend.
Popping cherries at the Brown Rice Comedy Show.
Showtime.
Cool, man.
It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen.
So the show's about to start.
I just realized I'm in the line of sight of the door. As soon as the door's set, I'm just going to wave at people and point the microphone at them.
I was here for a show one time with Pablo Francisco. And I wasn't working it. This is when I had just started doing comedy. And in the green room, sitting right where you are, Mike, was Ronnie Calillo.
Okay.
He opens the door, Pablo, because he's very like spontaneous, very, you know. He opens the door in one of his bits, and he sees Ronnie. And Ronnie has like a mouth full of spaghetti. And he just freezes. Ronnie just freezes looking at him because he didn't expect the door to open. He's like... and he has literally his mouth open with a mouth full of spaghetti, and Pablo goes, all right, and there's the opener with a mouth full of spaghetti, all right, and moving on. And it was the funniest shit, because I was right there in the front, and I was like, I see him with a mouth full of spaghetti. So that could be you.
Genius.
You could
be,
I'm going to be that guy.
You could be that guy.
The random microphone holding dude.
John, how much time are you doing today?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
7 minutes?
I don't know. John wants to get the...
Get him in there, man.
Dude, John, just get him in, dude. You got him. John, we'll talk more about John when John comes in, when we talk with him, but John's fucking great. He has that new show coming up that I want to promote.
Yeah, I really want to talk about that, too.
It's a web show. Fucking, it looks great. Were you in there, Ramon?
No, no.
Oh, okay, so me and you were the only ones. All right. Really? Was it rushed? Because that shit looks great, man.
I'm not
bullshitting you. That shit looked great. It was. I mean, I'm very impressed, and I'm not.
Yeah, the clip
I've seen a lot of like production done by different people, like in a lot of videos and a lot of shit. And I'm one of those guys that I give credit where credit's due. But god damn, that shit looked great, man.
Oh yeah,
that promo looked great.
Tomorrow comes out, man. Hope you guys like
good.
It.
Where is it on though? Like where you see it?
LaborDays.tv is the website.
Labor Days.
We're gonna talk. We'll talk with him to death.
We'll talk with him and get it done. Are you in your head right now? Are you in your own head?
Man.
Oh, okay. So you're in the lab. We'll leave him alone. He's in the lab.
He's in his mind right space. He does not want to get
so
mind.
So you get your
fucked.
Set list done and you get you let your set of foundation, Ramon. No.
Yeah, just go through it. Hey, boom! I got my foundation. Now I can work around it. Do some squats. Drink some water.
You do squats and shit?
Do some
squats. Yeah, you're very high
energy, bro. Get the adrenaline pumping.
You got to stretch out. Can I tell you this? I'm not bullshitting you. I was working at West Palm Beach Improv this past weekend. On Saturday, the first show, all shows were great. Like, it was insane. But the first show, it was an early show because they start at 7 p.m. there, which the sun is still out, which is weird. So, truth be told, we had taped the podcast, and I was just, I don't want to say I phoned it in. They loved me and they did great, and I sold a shitload of t-shirts, and that's my gauge. Like, oh, okay. So they enjoyed themselves, and but me and Will both said the same thing. We're like, oh, we just didn't. We kind of felt like, eh. And like, it was like one of those things where it was still a good show, and they still laughed. But if you've ever seen me before, you would have said, oh, no, something's a little off. So what happens is before the second show, I start doing push-ups. I'm like, all right, let's get the blood flowing. I take a 5-hour energy drink. I start doing push-ups, and it was great.
Do a Bubba Coke.
The second show was
like a
fucking bananas.
Frog.
Like I wanna, and it was, like I felt
I'm all
by far
it,
the best show of the weekend. Destroyed, right? It is now Wednesday. This happened on Saturday. It is now Wednesday. I'm still fucking sore. Still fucking sore, man. My arms are. I'm like my fucking chest. I'm like, oh my.
Never
God.
Again.
holy shit, was it worth it, Neri? Was that fucking show worth it? 4 days of soreness? I'm like, holy shit.
So if you hear that in the background, we're actually starting the
Brown show's
Rice
actually starting.
Comedy tour.
John Wynn's about to get called up on stage.
And check it out on Twitter, at Brown Rice Comedy.
Yeah, at Brown Rice Comedy. And we got to give your Twitter, Ramon. But we'll wait for the noise to come
Ramon
down a little
G
bit.
Comedy, R-A-M-O-N-G Comedy. Ramon Garcia Comedy, just search it on Google or whatever. I'm all on there. Rock it, brother.
John Wynn.
Kill him,
love this. Exciting, yeah, man.
Exciting.
I was
so, so give that again just in case it didn't come out. What's up?
Hey. Hello. Hey.
It's Mrs. Brown Rice.
My love.
How are you?
Good.
Mrs. Brown Rice herself, Vanessa, is in the building.
Hola. So many guests today.
On? We're doing a podcast. We're taping our podcast. Why? Of course you should.
It's supposed to be manly space.
No, this ain't manly space. No, we've had women on the show before. We have we had your husband there. He was great.
We were just talking about him, how he was in the hospital getting the circumcision done again. So we were just
he's getting it trimmed up just for you.
Just a little extra.
Is he going for the?
For those of you didn't hear, she's like, look, can't you see the excitement?
Vanessa, I love the fact that you're here, even though your husband's in the hospital. You're like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on,
like, I don't really care about him. I care about the show. Let's get the good show together. What a fucking trooper, man. Good for you.
Thank you guys for being here. Aside from, I shouldn't be doing this, but
no,
thank you guys. I'm sure Orlando will listen back to this. Thank you guys for being here and for all the support. And I'm very excited that you guys are doing this.
Great.
Yeah.
You see that? You see how political she is? She has a career.
She's a diplomat, is what
she
is.
So diplomatic.
She's handling things very well.
So okay. All right. Oh, you leaving?
Yeah, I got to take off.
All right. So you're actually going to go support your husband?
No, I gotta go work.
Oh, okay. Fuck that. Get your shit. Get your shit done, baby.
But I'll come back.
Good job. That's fine.
I'll probably get back by the time you're on.
Okay. Good night, love.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So much support for the Brown Rice.
It really is. So much support for the Brown Rice comedy tour.
I like it.
And to everybody who retweeted, thank you so much. Frankie put some stuff on the Areola. Anybody else you guys know that put stuff on there? Thank you, guys.
Yeah. People have been putting stuff up. It's nice.
I appreciate them. It's weird that as you're doing a podcast and as you're like tweeting all this shit out to promote, you know, and it's weird. I was talking to Mike about this the other day. I was like, it's weird how people don't like, it's a fucking retweet. It's a button.
It's just a click.
Thank you. I got it.
No, I do.
That's fine. So
just a click on the retweet button.
Yeah. So if you guys want to retweet this, yeah, please. But
well, that's the thing where it's like the least you could do. The least you could do is nothing.
A lot of people are doing the least they can do.
We've had some cool things happen, like the Eargasm people. Thanks again.
Yeah, Eargasm. We're part of the Eargasm network now.
They brought us on, and that was really cool. And we have our listeners now interacting with it. We love hearing from everybody. Did you watch the old school picks of the week?
But yeah, I promoted the old school. You're talking about your movie.
I'm talking about the one I had, the Gleaming the Cube.
Which one was that again?
Yeah, the Gleaming.
It's only been 3 days, fucker. Jesus.
I know that's true.
I watched
Enemy Mine.
Mm-hmm.
We do the old school pick of the week where we talk about movies.
We do old school pick of the week, and it's an old school movie. And the only guidelines are that they can't be a movie that it is. Highly likely that you could watch on TV. And I give the example of Top Gun. Top Gun's a great movie and it's an old school movie, but they play it on TNT and TBS. You know what I mean? Like you could say.
You see it all the time.
Yeah, somebody could normally say, yeah, I've seen that movie and it's believable. So we try to pick movies that are old school. A lot of them, most of the ones that I've picked so far, and we pick one a week each, and most of the ones I pick, it's one of those things where they were great when I saw them, but when I saw them, it was like, 20 years ago or something.
They don't hold up well.
As well as the other ones.
Yeah.
My last week's was Ninja 3, The Domination.
Ninja 3?
The Domination. Don't get it confused for Ninja 1 and 2 that don't exist.
Yeah.
The Ninjas Part 1 and 2 don't exist, but the filmmakers went to Ninja 3, The Domination.
It's awesome. Demon-possessed woman with a ninja soul.
Yeah.
From an old man ninja soul. Who kills cops?
Oh, I think I remember this one.
Everybody says that.
I talked about it
to a friend of mine at work, and they're like,
"It sounds familiar."
And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, it's a woman. She gets possessed by a demon ninja."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh,
yes, I do. Yeah. I do remember." And then like one of the things was like the dude, like they disappear in the ground. That was one of the things. He's like,
Mike saw it most recently.
He hits the little disappearing ball, and he's like inside the ground, and then they don't know where he's at, and then they leave, and he's inside. You know, he comes out of the dirt.
God, I don't remember that scene.
I don't remember that scene.
That might be American Ninja.
You might be talking about American Ninja.
Or one of the other million.
You know, it's funny. Maybe. I was Googling Ninja 3 The Domination posters because I'm looking to buy a poster now. And I actually found it. But one of the movies that I saw that I have never seen, like, is they Did You Mean? Was I've never seen this movie, but I'm dying to see it just because of the title.
Right.
Is Ninja Terminator.
Just like start mashing shit
and
together.
I'm like that is the best. Like in the 80s there was nothing cooler than ninjas until the Terminator came out and they were like, oh really, Terminator, we got you here. Ninja Terminator. It was
Holy
fucking
Christ.
Great. So that's not my pick of the week, but I'm just like, when I was Googling Ninja 3
in all fairness, there has not been enough time to pass for us to do new picks. I just happen to have
I have
off.
Picks I've already have picks already.
I know so you do.
I got a suggestion for an old school movie. You guys
hit,
check
hit
out,
me
man.
Dude. Hit me.
This was just after Rocky II.
Okay.
Rhinestone.
All right.
Have you seen Rhinestone?
I have not.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Rhinestone is
Sylvester Stallone and Dolly Parton.
Where she tries to make him a country singer?
One of the funniest fucking movies I've never heard of.
But it's not a comedy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is one of, if you guys are out there, do yourself a favor. You can even watch it with the family. Think about it, the premise. Sylvester Stallone becomes a country singer.
That to me, that's a good.
Well,
fucking
I mean,
enough said.
It's just one of those things. I don't know if they were trying to like pre-tap into the whole like country's gonna be bigger thing, like not.
It was huge in the
80s. Country's big, but not. You know why? I think it's the whole achy breaky heart thing. They thought the country, and I think it's big. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, there's a billion people that listen to country.
Yeah, yeah, it's a huge deal.
But
like the chili cook-off down here is a huge deal.
Yes, but to put it onto a nationally released movie, like major motion picture, just the, like what's his name, John Travolta with
Urban Cowboy.
Yeah, I'm like, it doesn't.
That
I do shit.
That
one,
that's exactly yeah. But no, so that's actually a great fucking. But that's the perfect. He met all the guidelines. You're probably not gonna see it on TV. It's hilarious, but it wasn't meant to be funny.
Meant to be
but
funny.
Dude, check it out. And you guys, I know you guys did that whole that you're watching the video with the pee. Like, that was one episode.
Yeah.
You guys need to at least watch the last scene of him on stage watching that movie. Just watch the movie and then do the little commentary part.
That'll be
you guys will die laughing.
That sounds good.
We got a Rhinestone. You know what? We should get it, and then we'll play in the next episode. We'll play the clip.
Yeah.
Just the last scene.
We'll do the last scene.
So we'll do that.
Very good.
Oh, what's going on, brother?
We got Charles Peters
going on?
Stopping by.
Support. Another supporter.
And so you don't have a pick yet, Mike?
Oh, I have a pick.
What's your pick?
Hold on, I had it written down. Oh, shit! It just slipped my mind. What I wanted to talk about before was that I saw Enemy Mine. For the first 5 minutes, I couldn't sit through the rest of it. I literally couldn't sit. I was just like, what?
You sat through the entire
fuck?
Ninja 3 The Domination, and you could not
that
sit through.
That just goes to show you that, like, it was too serious. Like, it was good, but not really. And then it was bad, but not bad enough. Like, it was just right in the middle where I could care. Literally couldn't keep watching it.
That's a viewer pick.
That was our viewer pick.
Last week's was a viewer
pick.
Enemy Mine,
which is
Dennis Quaid and Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossett Jr. is in full, like, alien makeup, and he plays this weird alien dude. And I...
Oh, the switch. Is that one you were talking about?
He saw it for 5 minutes.
I only saw the first 5 minutes. I could not sit. I couldn't. Once I got
the dude's pregnant.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to ruin it for you, but
spoiler alert! Come on,
sorry.
Man, you gotta get that spoiler alert.
Oh no,
it's 22 years, not enough time.
My dad used to repeat that movie to me all the time. He was like, "Hey, it's dinner time." Switch.
That is awesome.
Maybe I didn't get to the good part.
Yeah.
I
mean, 5 minutes.
No,
how many
I'm
movies
exaggerating.
Are great with it?
I'm exaggerating. I got like 15 minutes in.
That's still
15, 20 minutes.
How many movies get you within the first 15? Like,
I don't know.
I'm
but
sorry, but
I had the option because what I did was the bonus pick where I was comparing it to. Because he was trying to tell me about it, and I didn't really fully remember that movie. And all I could think about was The Last Starfighter, which was where this kid's playing a video game, and then it's like a recruiting thing for fighting in space.
Uh-huh.
So they abduct him into space because he's good at this video game. And then he's got, it's got the same thing, a lizard dude. He's out in space. It's a white guy with a partnered up with a lizard dude. And that one was so much more badly entertaining.
Well, yeah.
Because that one was, I guess,
just
more.
I
just
you only watched 15 minutes. Like, I thought you were going to say, like, I watched 40 minutes and I couldn't take it.
I couldn't. I just got so bored. I got so bored. I was in my apartment and I was sitting there going, I am like talking to the television. I don't want to see. I'm done with you.
I don't
want to
watch you anymore.
I don't want to watch you anymore.
High definition.
I have Gleaming
the
Cube and Last Starfighter sitting in the queue, and that's what I ended up watching.
So Enemy Mine's on Netflix.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean
I had to download it.
All right, cool. That's fine.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not taking any money out of anybody's. Lou Gossett Jr. is not like, fuck, man. This guy stole my Netflix money.
What if he is? Huh? Imagine if he was like, fuck.
Then
man.
That's more sad than I really imagined. That's really sad.
All right, my pick. And I have a list of them already accumulated. But my pick. First of all, aside from Ninja Terminators, I also saw one. 2000. I'm not lying. This movie is called Ninja Cheerleaders.
No.
And I'm not lying to you. Mike, this shit, I'm looking at the IMDb of it. It was 2010. I'm like, they fucking made this movie in 2010? They made a ninja movie in 2010 and I didn't know about this? Like,
Is it like an
upset.
Asian movie or?
No. It's like three all-American.
It's an American kid. Movie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And they're actual cheerleaders, but they've taken martial arts throughout their whole life and they're like, and they got to save their sensei from the fucking Japanese mafia. And I'm like, this sounds amazing. I want to see it. This sounds
ninja
amazing.
Ninja Cheerleaders.
So, which is still not my pick of the week, but I'm just saying.
That's two of my favorite things.
That's
like
yes.
right there.
I'm going to go. I'm going to read some teen magazine. And then I'm going to break some boards with my shidoshi.
It's like, oh, dude, I am going to go grab my shuriken.
Yeah. What a lucky ass sensei, though. Those are some three hot bitches.
I'm that like, sensei, what a that
Chinese
sensei.
Star stuck in their pom-poms.
Like he's like, hey, they kidnapped me. You have to come rescue me.
Yeah, they kidnapped me. And you have to
oh,
wear
sensei,
nothing.
We miss you
Make
so
sure
much.
You wear your outfit, your cheerleader outfits.
We can turn anything into a porno.
Anything, but because porn already has turned everything into a porn.
Everything.
So my pick of the week is, like you guys know, like you, anybody who's heard the TV show, or who's heard the podcast, or listened to, read my tweets. I just got into the whole Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
I saw the first season, the whole first season. I saw like in 2 days, and it was tremendous, and it was great. As a kid growing up, I was never much a zombie guy. I was never much zombies. I was, you know what I mean? Like
you like the living.
Yeah. But I just didn't, the whole genre didn't really interest me, which is the reason why I never started watching Walking Dead until a few weeks ago. But one movie that I distinctly remember as a kid growing up, I'm talking about like, I didn't have to think of the name because I still remember the name.
You knew it. It was just waiting for your venue.
Embedded into my memory already is, which is my old school pick of the week, is I Was a Teenage Zombie.
I Was a Teenage Zombie.
I Was a Teenage Zombie.
Refresh
my memory.
So
the premise is a bunch of kids, right? They get into a fight with a drug dealer, right? One of them is a baseball player, okay? He takes his bat out of his fucking bag. And I remember the scene. I haven't seen a movie in over 25 years. And I remember the scene, over 22 years, I'll be just so I don't want to exaggerate. And I remember the scene like it was yesterday. This kid is practicing like his swings, like before, like he was in the batter's box.
Right.
And as the gang, the drug dealer is fighting, whatever, he has like a knife or whatever, this guy takes a swing to the fucking guy's head, right? Knocks him out, kills him. Right, they freaking out. This is like pre. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Right,
they dump his body into the lake, but the lake has like chemical sewage,
nuclear waste.
Yeah, nuclear waste or whatever.
That was a standard.
So that
thing.
Guy turns into a zombie. That's how the zombie thing begins, and he goes after the group of kids that killed him. And then everybody starts becoming, all the teenagers start becoming zombies.
Wow.
So
this sounds interesting.
Fucking,
is it? But is it, it sounds like
horrifically
it could be good.
Cheesy.
There we go. That's what I was getting
cheesy.
At. Because it sounds like that could be like a
horrifically.
Good, well done.
Oh, no. The premise sounds like it could be like not bad, but it was done in the 80s.
Poor
and it's
execution.
So
I remembered
bad.
My pick though. I don't know. It might be too well known though.
Yeah, Jamal, kill him, baby. Get him. Jamal's going up on stage, first time on stage, man. I almost want to watch this shit.
All right, I'm going to bid adieu until after my set.
All right,
Jamal
cool.
Rocket, I'm going to get
Thank
ready.
Thank you, Ramon, for stopping by. Give your Twitter.
What's up, bro?
Give your Twitter.
Ramon G Comedy to all the fans out there, and keep supporting Nary and Mike. You know, they got a great thing going on here. So, and I can probably give it back to John. Here, give it a second.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you, Ramon.
Chatty. Of course, we're recording a DVD.
Yeah, always.
They are talking.
John.
Yes,
how are you, sir? John Wynn. How was
Thanks,
the crowd?
Guys. Very talky crowd.
Very chatty?
Chatty.
Fucking hot.
It's a bunch of ethnic people in the crowd.
You're up next, man. He's doing 5 minutes. It's him right now. I'm going to go up for like, I'm not even going to go up for like 10 seconds. Okay, cool. I'm going to bring you up.
John's hosting. Were chatty?
Yeah, chatty.
You still got him laughing though.
Yeah. I always feel like when you do a room too many times, like I do at least, like I feel like in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh shit, do they know these jokes? And you know what I mean? I just feel very doesn't feel
like
real.
They may have heard it before.
Because I'm sick of the jokes. You know what I mean? I can't imagine.
Well, you could write, John.
I am. I'm trying, but that's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, I'm trying to.
You stick with what works for what works. You know what I mean?
Whenever I come to improv, man, I try to do stuff that works, and then I try to do all the new stuff.
Towards the back of
mics.
You do it until it works, and then you bring it here.
I'm trying to bust out. Oh, yeah. That's what I wait. So, like right now.
Dude, you know, but you're funny.
You're funny.
You could just try out new shit, and you could even. I'm convinced that you're one of those dudes that you could try out new material, and even if it doesn't hit the way you wanted to, you could work on shit on stage, you could get away with it because you'd be that funny.
I mean, I did. I tried something new tonight, and it just did not. I don't think it went well. So, I mean, but.
But you could survive it. It's not
the end of the world. At this point, it's not the end of the world it was when it first started. So
that's good, man. Yeah. Well, we were just talking with Ramon now about the we do the old school movie pick of the week.
Yeah.
Which is the only criteria is that it can't be something that is possible to be able to be watched on TV recently. So it's it won't show up on cable.
It won't just show up. It has to be a deep cut.
Again, and I go again to the go-to of Top Gun. Like, you know, Top Gun, even Teen Wolf was on TV recently. You know what I mean? Even though those are old school movies and they may be great, or at least in our minds.
These are the under-the-radar picks.
So we're going with under-the-radar picks.
Like Monster Squad, great movie.
The thing is, we pick one a week, but as I think about them, I write them down so I know which one to go with. The ones I've gone with in the past, I just went with last week was Ninja 3 The Domination. Actually, last week was Enemy Mine. Then the week before that was Ninja 3 The Domination. Did you see Ninja 3 Domination?
Yeah.
Finally.
There is no Ninja 1 or Ninja
2.
But there's Enter the Ninja.
Oh my God.
Then it's Revenge
have
of the
heard,
Ninja.
Have you heard the podcast? We've talked about this in the podcast.
Oh, you did?
I have to explain this to people like it's new every single time, and you're the only one that you're like, no, of course, this is common knowledge. And I'm like, fucking A. John is my fucking twin.
The exorcism scene with the flipping, that's crushing the billiard ball.
Crushing the ball.
Oh my God, Ninja 3, that was my first old school pick of the week, and I was like, dude, this is
that's a good one. That's a really good one. Sho Kasuji's in it.
Dude, this guy.
We need John.
John was going to be my original co-host. He was going to be emerged, and then he got really busy.
Super. And it was my day job. Very busy at that time, and I know you guys wanted to get going.
You're filming a lot of shit. Like we talked
now
about.
I'm doing a lot of editing right now. I'm doing a lot of side editing work for a lot
for,
of people.
For just to announce it on the What's Up Bro podcast, you have Labor Days.
Yeah, I'm doing a new web series called Labor Days, and it premieres on Thursday, April 12th on labordays.tv or labordaysTV.com if you can.
April 12th is tomorrow.
Podcast will be up by the time it's out.
labordays.tv. Yeah,
labordays.tv.
It'll link you to everything. It'll link you to all the stuff. And I'll probably post.
And
it
I'm telling
on
you, I've seen previews. You've leaked out previews.
Yeah.
And I'm not bullshitting, man. I don't blow smoke up anybody's ass. Yeah. And I think it looks
like a pro trailer. It looks like TV quality.
I mean, that's what I do for a living.
The Marlins, the Miami Marlins. Needed you for their fucking dude.
Do you guys go to the game?
I went to opening day, and I wasn't really impressed with their, you know what I mean. They had a couple cool things, but they didn't have anything that I was like, wow. And then they showed a video, and the funny thing is, it was on ESPN.
Yeah.
And before they showed the Marlins, you know what the Marlins made as far as you know the promo. They showed the ESPN promo, and then right after that, leading into the Marlins promo, and I was like, you could tell the difference.
Mm. Yeah, ESPN, the quality goes down.
And between, but it was great, man. It was a great stadium. I got season tickets, and I fucking love it, man. I mean, I'm like in love with the stadium, and
I'm done. If you ever need it, get an extra ticket, I'll buy it.
Makes me proud to go. Yeah, I want to sell you that shit anyways, bro. If we want to go, we could just go. But,
I will go.
Okay. He's only doing 5 minutes.
For the record, John is actually waiting for to go back out. He's hosting the show
to get
tonight.
Up on stage.
Waiting to hear if this guy. Let me do it.
He's a man of two minds right now.
Yeah, Jesus. Just in case.
But we were talking about the Labor Days. That trailer
looks so good, man.
There's so much content to be had. Like, I can't wait to see it all fleshed out, man. It looks really good.
I mean, With a trailer, it's easy because you're only encapsulating everything in seconds, so you can just get right to the point. But then when you have a story, you gotta try to.
How long did you take to shoot? How long have you been shooting?
About 3 days, and it was originally for a contest for Comedy Central. They were doing a pilot competition.
Oh, nice!
So submitted it and didn't get accepted, and so I'm still trying to submit it for another. There's another pilot competition, and I'm gonna submit it for that. And but then I decided, you know, after the Comedy Central thing, I was a little bit bummed, but I was like, you know, man, there's a lot of great Florida comics in it, and hopefully there will be more comics in it, you know, that we know. And it's a show that could just keep going and going and going and going.
I remember I retweeted it, and I was like, literally everybody I know is in this.
Yes. Yeah,
it's awesome.
A lot of great comics in it, you know. So hopefully, you know, like I said, it's just one of those things where hopefully it gets a good buzz and, you know, gets a little bit of heat, and hopefully people will watch it. And
yeah, you know, man. Shit, man. So, but for sure, I'm already subscribed to the Labor Days
awesome.
Channel.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
dude.
So just click subscribe, and you'll get the new episodes. That's kind of what I'm doing now on YouTube. There's so many good web series that I get them in my email, and it just posts all the new episodes.
Mike is trying to make himself feel better for not having cable.
What's that?
Mike doesn't have cable.
No,
he doesn't have
no cable.
Really?
So yeah, everything through the internet. So yeah,
that's amazing,
the same way.
No cable.
The same
I have
way.
An antenna.
He cringed.
And I can still get HD through the air.
Oh, let me go.
Oh, John Wynn's gone.
John Wynn's getting on stage. See that? I see applause for somebody's first time on stage.
That nice going, applause.
I heard some laughter out there. Yeah. Good
applause.
For you, man.
There we go, man.
Good for you, man.
Jamal Miller.
AC story kill, man.
Right?
Hello, what's up, bro listeners? Mike here. John Wynn continued his hosting duties during the break, calling up Javier Carrion to perform on stage. Now we return to the action in progress.
Yeah, and during a break, John and I were, he knows so much about Ninja 3 The Domination. It's insane. This guy knows.
You had never seen it, Mike?
I had. It was one of those nostalgia things where I was like, oh shit, I forgot I had seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, you said that Revenge of the Ninja is better?
Revenge of the Ninja is better. Have you seen Revenge of the Ninja?
Not, no.
I can tell you every scene in Revenge of the Ninja.
Oh, my God.
I know it that well. It's so good, man. It's really
great. I got to see it.
It's good, dude. It's better.
But you like Ninja 3 The Domination?
I like Ninja 3 The Domination.
But Revenge is better.
Dude, it's just wall to wall. There's a lot of shit going on. It's a good story. It's like a really good story in Revenge of the Ninja.
There's,
it's got like the mob and ninja, another ninja, and this ninja. It's great.
There's a ninja movie, and I forget, I don't know which one it is, but I remember seeing it as a kid, where it was the first time I saw where they put the wall crawlers
on. Yeah, yeah.
And they fucking crawled outside a building.
Yeah.
And you go inside, and I don't remember what it
is. American Ninja 3.
No, it's Revenge of the Ninja.
Is it fucking?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he climbs the wall with the fucking the things. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he can. That was the first time. Did he do the zip line?
There's a zip line scene in there, too.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think it was him, but it was another ninja in the same movie. Right. Same movie, yeah.
So in
yeah, it's the movie,
in my memory.
That's it.
In my memory as a kid, I remember those
that's
scenes
the one,
specifically.
Dude. Yeah.
And one of them was a white ninja, right?
That's right,
that's because white was my favorite color. I'm telling you, I remember this as a kid.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't remember what the name of the movie was.
You're watching. Neri is having like a full-on nostalgiagasm.
Oh, my God. It's so great. Because everybody who I talk to about these movies, I have to explain to them what movie it is, and they go, oh, I think I kind of remember you. This guy knows. He knows the production company. He knows the directors.
Yeah.
Who directed it?
I don't know the director,
but he said two directors, the guys who made the movie,
the producers,
were two Israeli guys. And I'm like, yes, we were talking about.
That's right.
Whenever you need a ninja movie done, you call a fucking
that's
Jew.
Right.
You call a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And did you guys see Ninja Assassin?
The new one.
Yeah, it was okay.
Dude, I thought it was great.
The
fighting was so good.
I like it when the main guy becomes a ninja. Like he didn't like dress up like a ninja.
No, yeah, you're
the
right.
Main guy.
Yeah,
because they were ninjas.
You know,
because
they were trying to put it into like today's world.
Yeah.
But Ninja Assassin, the fighting was fucking great.
It was really good. Yeah,
the fighting
was
great.
It was really gory and
very violent.
A lot of blood flying everywhere.
It was so great.
Yeah.
That's the reason I liked it, because it had the big. You're right. They didn't dress up as a ninja, but because they wanted to bring it into the 21st century.
Yeah.
This is the ninja advanced level where you don't even cover your face anymore.
But how badass is Snake Eyes though in the G.I. Joe movie? He was the best part of the movie. He's a ninja, man.
I think.
And the new one.
We talked about G.I. Joe in the podcast earlier, and I like. Did you like the movie? I like the movie, no. Except for the suits. When it came to the suits, I go, you killed it. You just ruined it. But the scenes before that, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I don't know,
it
man.
Was great, but I thought it was good.
They lost me.
There were some cool scenes in it.
Yeah, they lost me in the submarine fight scene, yeah. Where I was just like, just go up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just go.
I didn't like the suit, the robotic suits, and I didn't like the very, very end when Marlon Wayans. First of all, the fact that Marlon Wayans is in it already, exactly, you're yeah. done. But when he started flying the plane, I was like, this is cheesy already. So, yeah, that's
where the cheese got you, really?
Those two, yeah, those the robotic suits. And I was telling you before, I think we've already talked about this. I actually heard on a DVD,
yeah.
They talk about, one of the producers talks about that he wanted to do a movie based on those robotic suits before
G.I. Joe.
Before G.I. Joe, and then he just worked, he forced it. I'm like, it's fucking stupid. It's so I didn't like it for that reason. But so anyways, that was the Ninja 3 was last or 2 weeks ago. The movie, old school movie pick of the week this time for me is I Was a Teenage Zombie.
I don't think I've seen that.
Did you ever see that one? No. All right. So I was telling Mike and Ramon about Teenage Zombie.
It sounds like it's going to be the best.
There's a group of teenage kids in high school.
Yeah.
There's a drug dealer. He's like threatening them with a knife or whatever. This guy takes out a baseball bat. One of the teenagers hits him over the head, kills him, throws him over a bridge into sewage that is
toxic
like
waste.
Waste, right? Yeah. And he becomes a zombie and starts going after the kids who killed him.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
I looked it up. Is it on Netflix?
Oh, I have no idea.
I was a teenage zombie. I want to look that one up.
I was
now.
A teenage zombie, and I'm telling you, we bought movies off of Amazon that were just on VHS, and we're like, fuck it, we gotta buy them.
We gotta buy them now. I'm gonna tell you right now, we aren't. I have reached out to a local theater here that has a screening room that. We might be doing a screening of some of these old school movie picks.
It should be by vote.
Yeah,
I think John's gonna vote for Revenge of the Ninja.
You screen that.
Revenge of the Ninja.
Yeah,
not Ninja 3: The Domination.
Revenge of the Ninja.
But we're in talks. So we just got to figure out how we can promote it, because apparently there's something that we can't say the movies we're gonna see.
Yeah,
but there's ways around it. So it's in the works. It's literally
because we can't
happening.
Make money off of the movie. We have to. We can't make money. We have to. Make money other way. We have to promote it in other ways to make money for something else, and then the movie just happens to be playing there.
And I cannot tell you how excited I am. I'm so pumped to see it on a big screen. All of these shitty movies. So I don't know. That's I have funny. Two pick. One of they might be too well known. My pick is the one that I had in my mind as being something I remember being awesome, and not a lot. I don't know how many people remember it. Do you remember The Prophecy?
The Prophecy?
With Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
John's going back on my side. John, you bringing me up now? Oh, shit. I think I'm going up now. All right. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to be right back after my set. Talk to you guys later.
Attention, What's Up, Bro listeners. During this break, Neri is slaying the audience. They're literally being slayed. And then Ramon Garcia takes the stage to finish the job. And now we return to the action.
Oh, that was fun, man. All right, so thank you guys for that break was a real break, because I actually went on stage to perform. I actually worked. There was a great crowd, man.
You like it? Dang it, man. They said they were responding.
They were, so it felt good.
And you know what the best part is? I got to see Ramon's warm-up. Ramon was
back here. He stretched out and he was fucking
squatting. He's jumping around, bouncing around back here. I was like, I got energetic with him. I was like, yeah. And then he starts clapping when he started
very,
his intro.
Ramon was very high energy. I think he needs to do that because he's very high. But I'm not a high energy dude. I mean, I am, but I'm
you
not.
You are
I
in,
am,
your,
but I'm not.
In your in the way you speak. But right. Ramon is more physical on stage.
Right. Yeah. I don't like, I try to read, I don't know. It's just because, I was talking to him about this, separately. And he's fucking great at that. Like, I don't like to have to depend on my physicality.
Right.
Like, it's just a different style of comedy where I'm like, he's great physically, he's high energy, and I'm high energy in my voice and my acts, but not in, anyways.
You do, you emphasize heavily.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that, like, when you punctuate things physically, but it's not a physicality.
Yeah, it's not physically jumping around. It's just a lot of weight to fucking jump around. I'm trying to say.
That whole thing about doing push-ups is still based.
Dude, it's so true. It is. I swear to God, it's so true. I'm sore right now from that. I'm like, wow, that's horrible. I gotta get back into it. I gotta start doing that shit again.
And so, for the record, my old school pick is The Prophecy.
The Prophecy. All right. So, yeah, The Prophecy.
The Prophecy with Christopher Walken. He plays Gabriel, and he comes down to Earth.
The angel?
The angel.
Oh, okay.
And he comes down to Earth because he's trying to get the dark soul. It's like all about him trying to beat. Like, he's the second fallen angel. He's coming back to. He's kicking ass. Like, he's against God. No.
He's against God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to see it. This is one that I haven't seen before.
It's a '90s one. It's one of the ones that I remember.
I remember the cover. I just don't remember.
It was dope.
I think he's doing a headline. He's doing 45. Like, what's going on? What time is it now? He just went on now.
Yeah. No, you want to know about like.
Yeah. This is the behind-the-scenes shit.
Behind-the-scenes.
It's all about time.
Yeah, management comes up to me and asks me how long he's... I'm guessing he's headlining it, so he's got to do 45. So.
Yeah.
But anyways, The Prophecy. Yeah, this is one...
It's got Christopher Walken where he's not being funny. Like, he's just genuinely creepy as balls.
He's always creepy as balls.
No,
bro.
But like, for real.
No, I get it. I get it. But I want to see the movie. Is it a horror movie or is it like...
It's like a drama... suspense-ish kind
of thing. Yeah, okay.
But it's fucking, man, it's one of my I haven't seen it in a while, and when we were thinking about old school picks, I was like, I wonder if that's too well known or too recent, but for me that's a good, that's like one of my favorite movies.
Well, Sneakers would be one of those that was more well known.
It's fallen
I'm
off
sure,
in popularity.
I'm sure that
that's
not grammatically correct. More well known.
It's right.
But it is.
Something.
But anyways, with that said, I'm gonna that's the one I'm gonna check out because have you received Phantom?
No, I haven't gotten it yet. I didn't pay for the extra shipping.
You're such a fucking
pay for the
cheap.
You do
guy.
The fucking like overnight shipping. I'm like,
well,
I just want the thing. Let it get here when it.
I'm
gets
an
here.
Amazon Prime member, so
oh,
anything on Amazon, I get free 2-day shipping. So, so I buy a lot of shit on Amazon.
No, anyways. I rarely buy things online.
I haven't bought the Fleshlight yet.
I know you were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, all right. For the record. Exotica is coming up,
and the franchise has already reached out to Mike to set up.
We're doing a Woo Bro outing. I may bring a little portable recorder, and we're gonna do some portable recording.
Yeah.
At Exotica, we'll do another live remote. This went well. I thought this was fun.
I thought this was great. I thought it was tremendously fun. We're gonna cut this one a little short, guys, only because there's a lot of shit that's happened, and in the sense of the behind the scenes, it's just I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in all fairness, this is like our first attempt at live remote behind the show. So this is kind of like the frenetic energy, the frantic stuff that happens.
Yeah, the frantic stuff that happens beforehand. Normally, Mike shows up to my house. We spit we spit some shit a little bit here. Yeah, just talking. Just press record and we're going.
Yeah.
But I had to bring all this. Anyways, whatever,
no,
man.
No. But even then, like the show itself is like backstage is chaotic because everybody's there's a bunch of people back. Well,
comics
normally not
walking
spending.
In and out. Yeah.
But there's a lot of comics. We're always talking. We're waiting for our turn. We're planning our sets, stuff like that. So I mean, there's a lot of energy. So there were more cuts in this episode.
So, for that, I apologize to that one guy who complained, and the rest
guy.
Of you, fuck you, that one guy.
And also, be sure to send us your old school picks of the week on Twitter.
Old school pick of the week.
I start a little hashtag, but you can just hashtag.
It's a long
Bro.
Hashtag.
I know. It's old school pick. OSP. OTW.
That's just too many letters.
Oh, well, you want to cut down to OSP then? Old school pick.
Old school pick of the week.
Of the week. OS.
Even OSPW. But you put the OT in there and it's just like.
I do because I think it looks
like. You think like of the aren't
of
real
the.
Words. All
right.
We all know that of the are not real words.
Oh. They're fake. They only exist in our imagination.
John Wynn gave a great. Old school pick of the week.
Yeah.
And he took one from me, and it was
Monster Squad. We have not addressed. We'll talk about it in the next one because that's a fucking.
No, I want to talk about it right now.
Monster Squad was
fucking
great.
It was Corey's so great. It bothered me so much. When he said, I go, you motherfucker. Because I haven't written it. I'm like, that was going to be it.
I had that as an old school pick too, but I think it's. In my mind, I said no because everybody knows that, right?
It doesn't matter about everybody knows it. The chances of them that shit doesn't play on TBS.
You're right. That doesn't.
So it doesn't.
That's
it
a
doesn't.
Good. Yes, you're right.
So even if everybody knows it, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean that.
that it can't be a good,
yeah, that it yeah, can't yeah, be.
No, but so that I had that on my list too. That was
great, man.
That's a that fucking great. He kicked him in the nards.
He kicked him in the nards. That's the best line. Wolfman has nards.
Yeah, yeah. That to me.
Classic. Classic God. Fucking line, man.
And
I didn't even know what virgin was when I was a kid watching that movie. I didn't even know. They're like, you gotta get a virgin. Is she a virgin? And you go, what?
What's
what
a the virgin?
I had no idea what a virgin was. Yeah, my brothers surprisingly would not tell me.
Really? They held that back?
Yeah, I was like, what's a virgin? And they were like, oh, it's that little girl. They needed to be young. I'm like, oh, okay.
A young girl.
How did she not know? How did they not know that she was young? Like, I didn't, you know what I mean?
What does that make a difference?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a couple of years later they would have fucking told me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
you my just brothers. Caught him.
Yeah,
you
a couple of years. I caught him in a good age when they were like, we don't want to ruin it this much. But yeah. So we got a couple of picks. What was Ramon's pick? Oh, Rhinestone.
Rhinestone. Stallone.
Dolly Parton.
Country singer.
Then we had Mike's pick. The Prophecy.
With Christopher Walken.
My pick was I was a teenage zombie. And then John Wynn's pick. And then John Wynn has his hashtag is
the funny Asian.
Yeah, the funny Asian.
The funny Asian.
On Twitter.
Ramon, so make sure you guys isn't it Ramon G Comedy?
Yeah, Ramon G Comedy.
At Ramon RAMON.
G Comedy, so make sure you guys check that out. My website is slowly but surely progressing.
Did you make progress?
I made a lot of progress. I just gotta, you know, there's still some shit there from like supermodels, I made a lot of progress. Vanessa's back.
Yeah, Ramon is on. Yeah, they did. Your friend came back and hooked him up and all that stuff.
Cool. So, I was a teenage zombie was my pick, and what was I talking about right now before Vanessa walked in? I was saying something.
The Twitters of everybody?
So my website.
And the website.
So but if you go to my website right now, you can still find my Facebook page and all that.
It's in the footer, right?
It's in the footer.
Click on his social media
But I'm
branch.
Just like very excited because I'm slowly, it's coming together.
Yeah,
I've worked a lot on it in the last couple of days, and by the time this airs on Monday, it should almost be about done.
Killing out there.
Yeah, Ramon is crushing, dude.
God damn,
he's fucking
crushing it.
I mean, he had a good
screaming applause break. Do you hear?
Yeah,
that was great.
So, all right, brother. So, anyways, so that's our time. Thank you guys for checking us out. This is a live. This was a live.
Live
outing.
From the Miami Improv.
Live.
We are what's up, bro?
Live from the world famous Miami Improv.
Live on tape.
I love that. It was recorded live.
Recorded live.
It was recorded live.
In front of a studio audience.
It was in front of an audience, but not in front of. It was through doors.
Behind an audience. Recorded live behind a studio audience.
But Ramon Garcia is crushing. He's great. All these guys are really funny, man. I'm telling you.
Check them out. Yeah.
John Wynn, Ramon Garcia, Brown Rice Comedy. It's a really fun show. Mike's gonna be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow night I'll be here for the Heroes Night. That show for the cops.
The show perfect. Already have.
We'll have already passed. Yeah, but yeah. That just kind of really, really happy that it's getting. I talking to the guy putting the show together, and they're getting news coverage and they're sending out press releases. People are really getting behind it, so it might become a regular thing, man. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, recognize the people that take care of you when you are in an emergency situation.
I'm really happy that you guys put teachers in there because I started going to school to become a teacher.
Yeah.
And I give so much respect to those guys.
A lot of
If it wasn't for the fact that I love comedy and I want to completely pursue that wholeheartedly, I would still want to be a teacher. Like that's one of my things I would love to do. So
awesome, man.
I think it's great that you guys do that. I wanted to talk about really quick about the Marlins Stadium, man. I haven't talked about this before, and it was. Honestly, I know a lot of people complain and bitch because of the whole taxpayers. I don't know what the hell is. I don't know the details
right.
of the whole thing of the politics behind it. But it when you go into that stadium, man, it feels like it's your stadium. Like it feels
like it belongs to
because
us.
Because it always like I've been a Marlins fan for a lot of years, and every time I would go into what I still call Joe Robbie Stadium.
Yeah, I was just about to call it Joe Robbie. Yeah,
it didn't feel. It felt like it was a fake baseball game happening. You know what I mean? It felt
like they were just letting it happen.
Yeah, it felt like the neighborhood kids, like when they're playing in somebody's yard, like somebody has a big field.
Right.
And you kind of like feel like you could get kicked out and get in trouble for being there. Like that's what it felt like to me. And then when I was in there, like it was one of those things, man, that I said it to my wife when I went to the game, the first game of the season. I just like it made me miss my grandfather. My grandfather loved baseball so much, and it,
mine
like
too,
all
yeah.
those man, like, all those memories, all those feeling. Like, you realize that baseball is not just a game. Like it's a game, but it's like it goes, it transcends that because of the family and because yeah. like only. Asked me for tickets because he wants to take his dad for his birthday when he comes down next yeah. week, and I'm like, dude, yeah, I could totally get behind this, right? Like, I got choked up, man, in the introduction and all that because well, I just remember my grandfather.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. My grandfather was a baseball coach and player in Cuba, so he loved when we finally got the Marlins. He was all over it, and that was the one thing that, like, when he passed away, where I thought about, where I was like, shit. You know, we can't go to a game.
Yeah, can't. Yeah, I never.
And it was real. It was very real. Like, yeah. And it's touching, you know, to think about that. That some big some big team. You know, that's like I kind of feel like you understand the nostalgia or the connection to the Yankees and the Red Sox and all that stuff because you know you have a chance
yeah,
to build that.
Generations upon generations.
Yeah, generations. Now you have like people having kids that didn't have like that grew up with the Marlins having them the whole time, and there's like, oh, we got the Marlins when we finally got a baseball team and we won this World Series and all these things. So it's like a mini heritage.
Yeah, I think now it's starting. Well, it's funny because I got into a Facebook thing when I posted a picture of the season tickets when I got the season tickets a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I posted a picture on Facebook and some guy was like, "Oh, you know, talking shit about the Marlins, which is fine. I don't care. I'm, you know, it's sports. That's how it is." And then he said, "But one comment he's talking about that his favorite team was the Yankees," and I was like, "I hate that fucking team. I just really hate that team with a passion." But that's besides the point. He said, "Oh yeah, but I can't help it, man. I'm a lifelong fan." He's like, and so he was trying to be funny. Sarcastic with me, and he was like I'm sure you've been a quote unquote, and he put it in quotation marks, quote unquote lifelong fan of the Marlins, and then he put 17 years. He put all of the 17 years, and I go actually it's 19 years, and I'm 30, so yeah, that's still lifelong. That's
yeah,
not
yeah,
like
yeah.
it's not, you know what I mean. It's not like
you're a little kid, man, and that's something that.
And
I
here's
think.
The funny thing: I never liked baseball as a sport until I got older, until like 18, until I started playing. It was like I was like 19, started playing softball with my friends at Tropical
right.
Park, whatever. And then I got a respect for the game because I thought anybody could do it. I really thought, I swear to God,
I
was so god awful and underhand slow pitch softball that it made me respect the game so much more. Like, I didn't like the game because I thought it was too slow. Yeah, it was horrible. I never. Out. I don't think I've ever struck out in slow pitch, but it was one of those like I couldn't catch a ball for the fucking life of me. I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't throw for the to this day. I can't throw. I mean, I played a couple seasons or whatever, but I still can't throw. I have a weak arm when it comes to throwing. I just can't throw. So I've lived with that. I'm DH.
We'll put him up. Yeah. You want to go hit a ball? Yeah, sure.
A lot of times I'd be like the captain in the sense of I'm the one that organizes it, gets the players, gets my friends, gets their money, collects the money, goes to the office, blah blah, and then I'm DH.
Are you the Ozzie Guillen?
But I don't say stupid shit. I don't everything but the stupid shit.
But what? All right, well, let's hit that real quick. Ozzie Guillen said that he loves Fidel Castro and all that stuff.
I really do believe him that when he said it was lost in translation.
Yeah.
I really do believe that what he meant to say, I believe this in my heart of hearts. I'm not trying to defend him because I'm a Marlin fan. I'm being honest.
Right.
I believe that he meant to say you got to respect the guy. He's 90 years old, or you know, whatever, however old he is.
He's old, and
he's old, and everybody wants to have him dead, and he's still alive. You got to respect that. Like, that's what I thought. This is what I honestly think he meant. There's a whole shitstorm forming around because they play in Little Havana, the stadium is Little Havana, blah, blah. And I honestly don't think he meant anything disrespectful by it.
How pissed do you think the owners were when they were like, fuck?
They don't, because they knew what they were getting. They got him for that reason.
That guy is a fucking an asshole.
Oh, thanks, man.
That guy, like, realistically, who gives a shit if he's an asshole?
Don't give a fuck. Like, we've talked about this with Mel Gibson.
Why didn't he win? What are we talking about in Marlins? Get some wins. Get some wins.
I don't give a
fuck. This town doesn't give a fuck if you hate Fidel.
Dude, he's Santero. That to me is more offensive than the whole him liking Castro thing. Granted, I'm not Cuban, so I'm not going to pretend and sit here and try to be like, oh, that's offensive to me. It really isn't offensive to me.
Yeah, but it's not offensive to anyone who didn't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
Like, to us, to
if
me,
if you're
I'm a second generation
Cuban,
it doesn't matter.
But
if you were born here, it doesn't matter. But the reality is that who gives a fuck? What you have to do is win some fucking games, because Miami's a bandwagon town.
It is so,
so
bad.
All you, who gives a shit? They'll be like, yeah, that guy's an asshole. Who gives a shit? Win games.
Nationally, there's one of the franchise members lives out in Cali, in California, and he was saying that the announcers on ESPN, the ESPN radio, they were all saying, like, what's the big deal?
Like, who gives a shit?
They didn't know. They don't know that there's a big deal to Miami. So I get that. I get the respect part, and I get the, hey, man, just, you know what I mean? know your role, and like you're too Aussie, I would say, like, hey, you live in Miami, you're playing, you know what I mean, you're working for the Miami Marlins now,
right.
Understand that 90% of the, or however many percent of the community is Cuban, and that's gonna offend a lot of fucking people. With that said, I think anybody who thought, hey, get him, he should be fired, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Fire him. Like, fire him.
Like, excuse you? Like, do you know how good of a fucking baseball coach he is? He took the Chicago fucking White Sox and won the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, are you insane? Do you know how good of a manager he is?
That's the thing, is that, and like, look, there's plenty of assholes at my job that are, some of the doctors, big giant assholes, but they're good doctors. Yeah. So who gives a fuck? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
do your job. This is what I'm saying. Do I want to have dinner with him? No, I would because he's Aussie, and I would want to just record what he says so we could play it back and be like, what the fuck did he say?
What did he
his accent is horrible. So I would just do it for comedic purposes. But just like Mel Gibson, we talked about this with Mel Gibson. Do I agree with his views? No. Do I think that he's a racist and a bigot? Yes.
Right.
Do I think that I would... Have I ever thought about not going to see one of his movies because of that? Hell no.
No.
He fucking, as an artist, as a performer, as an employee that you provide services, I don't care about your private views. I care about what the fuck
you
produce.
Yeah, it's not political office. He's a baseball manager.
If you was running for mayor of Miami, I'd be like, okay, first of all, the Santeria thing really fucking... Really, that would be the one that I'd be like, I'm not voting for this guy because of that.
Right.
But I don't, you know what I mean? With that said, man, if you got to kill some chickens to get some fucking wins for the Marlins, fucking do it, man.
Like Major League, brother. Hey, brother. Joe Boo.
Hey, Joe Boo.
Get a bucket of chicken.
You saying Christ can't hit a curveball? Jesus. This is good. He's good. curveball. Like, that's the shit where you got... I don't give a fuck what you got to do. Sacrifice a KFC bucket, man. I'm good with that.
I'm going to start taking... I want to start messaging whatever Ozzie Guillen has to get in contact with, like his email. I'm going to start sending pictures of Joe Boo.
Joe Boo. Like, fuck you, Joe Boo. That was the best line. I think that was one of the best. That's such a great movie, too. That's one of the best lines in the movie. If it wasn't for the fact that they're constantly playing it, that would be a great pick. But
Major League 3...
I never saw it.
Back to the Miners
is
actually really good. And we talked about it. It had the Bakula in it. Scott Bakula's in it.
Yeah, it was. Part 2 was good, too. Mm-hmm. It really weird how Wesley Snipes was like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah, and
like,
they just got... They're like, fuck you, we'll get another black guy.
Yeah, we got another. We got Omar Epps.
Omar Epps just comes in, whatever.
Whatever, dude. You're black. We can find another black guy. You'll be fine. You know what the funny thing is? That Charlie Sheen was and still is a bigger star than him.
Yeah.
And he still took it. He's like, I'm fucking doing Major League 2. Why not? And then Wesley Snipes was like, dude, are you kidding me? I did Blade. He's fucking
and
insane.
And then he disappeared.
And then he didn't pay his taxes. That's what happens. Just to wrap up the whole Guillen thing. Fuck it, man. He did what he said. What he said. Do I think he's an idiot? Yes.
Yeah.
I completely think he's an idiot. I think it's stupid.
You gotta know your
environment. I think it's wrong for him to have said what he said. I never ever thought that he should ever be fired.
No.
I think a 5-game suspension, which is what he got, I think it's whatever. It is what it is. Fine. I'm not upset and I'm not happy with it. I'm like, hey, whatever it is.
It's like a fine. You know what I mean? Like, they should, like, when they fine a player for doing something like over celebrating in the end zone, in the NFL.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's like, it's a 5-game suspension. Here's the thing, people. 5-game suspension, I think it's...
That'll be over in a week.
Yeah, they play every... They have 182 games.
They
play fucking
a lot.
5 games is nothing. Like, it's nothing. Just... With that said, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. I don't know how much he gets paid, but it's a lot of fucking money.
Right.
He's not going to be money. So, let's be real, man. It is what it is. Me and my friends talk about this, freedom of speech, and they go, freedom of speech always comes with an asterisk. Nowadays, there is no such thing.
Right.
Because you're free to say whatever you want, but the consequences are going
to
be...
Well, that's the rule. You're always free to say whatever you want, but everyone else is also free to respond to it however they want.
I just don't think you should lose your job over some shit like that. All the examples of Amos saying nappy headed hoes, and I don't think any of those
Don Imus,
I don't think any of those are fireable offenses. I don't think any, and like, I've worked in corporate companies all my life before I did comedy, and I don't think any of those are fire worthy. Like, you're taking somebody's fucking job away.
You're gonna
stop being able to pay the bills, stop being able for
if
a
they're
fucking
shitting at
stupid
their job,
comment. It's a stupid comment. I get it. Apologize. Suspend them.
In all fairness, like, the radio people, though, like, their job
they're shock jocks.
Their job is to be public mouthpieces for whatever company that pays their salary on the radio. You know what I mean? Like they represent like CBS Radio or whatever. Like when Howard Stern would get into all the trouble with his people, because he has rules that he has to follow. So if they break those rules, then they're not doing their job right. That's different to me. Like the radio people. But this guy, he gets paid to coach and manage a baseball team. The end. He's not paid to be any kind of public anything.
Yeah,
let him say whatever the fuck he wants. If he wants to say that he's got, you know, if he wants to say that he sacrifices chickens for the honor of Satan and all these other things, all right, how are we winning?
Let's get us wins. Does Satan get us wins?
Yeah. Who do you pray to?
What's going on there? But anyways, man, we talked about, me and the franchise talked about, and this is where we're going to wrap it up, talked about I brought up the Mount Rushmore of TV sitcoms.
Okay.
So TV sitcoms, what is your Mount Rushmore?
My Mount Rushmore, oh shit, off the cuff, because I don't have anything to prepare. Off the cuff, Full House.
Okay.
Was one of my favorites. And you're talking about just regular network sitcoms?
Right. Like they have to be sitcoms.
Regular sitcom? Okay.
Have to be sitcoms.
Does The Simpsons count as a sitcom?
The what?
The Simpsons?
Yeah, it's situated comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an animated sitcom, but it's a sitcom.
So for me, it's The Simpsons, the old Simpsons, like when they were rocking in their heyday.
Oh, by the way, did you hear they just announced The Simpsons? Announced what state they're
in. Yeah, it's in Oregon.
So depressing.
It killed me. I hated it
because I'm not anything against Oregon. I just didn't want to know any state.
Right. Like it was great that it was Springfield everywhere.
Yeah, because it's just like the Pat from Saturday Night Live back in the day. Like, I don't want to know if it's a male or female.
Exactly.
I want the whole fun of it is that. The whole fun of Springfield. So the fact that it's in Oregon, I'm like so disappointed. Yeah. But go ahead. So the Simpsons, Full House.
I'm trying to think. Simpsons, Full House. I watched Seinfeld a lot. Like, I like Seinfeld.
So you put that in your Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore, bro. You only get four. So I'm asking. Not that I'm saying it shouldn't be on there. I'm just saying.
No, I like Seinfeld has been one of those shows that I can still watch.
Good, because they play it a fucking thousand times a day.
They play it a lot. And
if you had TV, you would be able to see
it. I'm trying to think one of the, like, the newer shows, any of the newer shows would go on there. But, and then maybe The Office.
The Office?
Maybe.
That's a good, that's a really good.
Maybe The Office.
You brought up the first one that made me go, about my picks.
Right.
I picked my George Washington. First and foremost is I Love Lucy.
Oh, we're going way back.
No, I go That's favorite right. sitcom of all That's time. Right. Mount Rushmore. There's I Love Lucy is to me the best sitcom of all time. Like hands down. Like it's one of those.
Yeah.
It's over
its
50 years old. It's
That's
over.
Its own
it's over 50 years old.
Yeah.
And you
it's
and
still
it's
fucking
still
funny.
Fucking hilarious. And aside from all the groundbreaking
man,
shit,
man, you got me on that. You got.
I just
solid. That's
I love
strong
that show. Like it was one of those things. I got my wife the entire series one Christmas.
Yeah.
The entire series of I Love Lucy, and it's something that we'll watch. We haven't done it since we moved, and it's been a year now, but we'll just pop it in and just start watching.
That's a good one.
And it's so fucking funny, man. They're so funny. And there's not one, like, jump the shark moment where you go, oh, they moved out to the country. Oh, they moved out to L.A. They're all fucking funny, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we all remember the living in New York in the apartment. As a staple, because they did that the longest.
When they went to California, it was when they had all of the celebrities on the show.
So they had
Harpo Marx was one of my favorite episodes.
They had George Reeves, Superman.
The old school Superman
with his beer gut and the whole.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look at me, I'm buff. Like, no, you're not.
I'm. He's
You're holding in your breath, sir.
Yeah.
Take a breath. You might. But
But that's actually that might be its
and
own mountain
out,
for
and
me,
then
he
moved out to the country, and I just love that.
And a farm, and with the cross country trips.
Dude, I just love that show. Like, it's one of those shows where I don't remember watching a bad episode. I don't remember watching an episode and going, no, I don't want to see this.
There's still like that was some defining comedy, like the definition of certain comedic principles are on that show.
And on top of that, it's so groundbreaking on so many levels.
Yeah.
They were the first ones to own the rights to the because back then they didn't have reruns.
Right.
And when they were the first one to they were the second show, but the first ones to request it, but the second show to tape in front of a live studio audience. And the reason I did that is because Lucy was such a I'm fucking calling her Lucy, like, yeah, her name. But she was so good in front of an audience, and she fed off the energy of an audience.
Right.
That Desi knew. Desi said, man, she's in if they're taping like in a closed studio, they
would get the same energy
and the same reaction. So they did it in front of they taped it in front of a live audience. In their contract, they took less money up front just to be able to get the rights to the show. And CBS fucking laughed at them. CBS was like, yeah, you want the rights to the show? Fine. What are you going to fucking do with them? You're not going to do anything. Dude, they are still making money off of that shit. They are still replaying that in hundreds of countries. And or that I don't was know how many countries. Where, fucking
yeah.
They dozens of countries.
But that was also a time where the music was very big on the show. Yeah. Like that Latin jazz was like a huge deal.
Yeah,
like,
the Ricky Ricardo band.
As Cubans, like my family, we were always like, yeah, man. Oh, look, that song. They're playing that song.
Ricky Ricardo, man. He's the shit, man. That show to me was
so fucking hard,
gut wrenching laugh.
Yeah, like side splitting.
Yeah,
at the Vitamita Vegemin. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Where she's just getting more. She has this like whole speech to say, and that's because they used to do commercials live in between the scenes. And so she starts taking it, and then it's like alcohol. Like it's basically like this supplement thing. Then she had to do a whole bunch of takes. The thing is that it's nothing but alcohol.
Booze. It's a cough syrup, but it's like
booze. So she just keeps getting more and more fucked up.
More drunk.
That's so fucking funny. Dude, I laugh so hard. Dude, that's good.
Damn. I saw an episode of Family Guy.
You win.
I saw an episode of Family Guy, by the way. Uh-huh. That. They did a take. They did an homage. They tipped the hat to Peter and Quagmire were helping out the pharmacist.
And
they were putting the conveyor belt, and they were putting pills into the little jars for people, the prescription.
Yeah.
And it started off slow, just like an I Love Lucy, and then it got to the point where they were trying to put as many in
the chocolates, and then they just kept popping them in.
They put them everywhere in their shirt and their hat, and they just kept taking them. They started eating them, and then fucking it started bleeding out of their nose because this is prescription drugs. This isn't chocolate.
Yeah.
So they started bleeding out of their nose, and fucking Peter's like, I got a massive boner, and he fucking passes out, and it's so great.
But
so
even great. That, like that, you know what? That to me doesn't even go on the mountain. That's its own mountain.
Yeah, it's just I don't know.
I'm thinking now. I need to pull out
any show that I say after this because that's my George Washington because it's the first one.
Yeah,
and any show I say after this is going to be a dramatic downfall. It's not going to be nowhere near as great.
By the way, I'm taking out the Simpsons because I'm going to take out the animated one, and I'm putting in Saved by the Bell.
A lot of my friends won't say by the Bell too. And I love Saved by the Bell. I just don't think it didn't make my mountain. Not that it wasn't great, but it didn't make my mountain.
Well, you only got four picks.
Yeah, we only got four picks. So I went with I Love Lucy.
Right.
I went with Frasier. I love that show.
That was a good show.
I love that show. There were some funny moments. I've seen every episode of Frasier. Every single episode of Frasier.
I just saw online. I'll send it to you. Like a montage of all the celebrity call-in guests. Like you know how he had on his radio show, you would have people call in with their psych problems, and then it was literally like, if you weren't paying attention, like so many different celebrities would call in, like big huge name celebrities.
Oh really?
I never. I'll send it to you. It's really funny.
Yeah. So I went with I Love Lucy, Frasier. I'm trying to remember. Because I want to give you an honest, like, yeah, that's what it was. Let me see here. Shit. Some people were in my group of friends, like, you know, we have that thing where it's like, you have your mountain, I have my mountain type of shit. But some of them would just say some of the shit that we were like, dude, one of them put What's Happening.
What's happening?
And we were laughing. I was like, dude, you got your mountain, I got my mountain, but What's Happening doesn't sniff my fucking mountain.
It's like,
and then what? My friend Ace was like, What's Happening is not even in the same national park. I go, national park? That shit is on Sweetwater, bro. That's a Sweetwater park.
What's happening is the hill in Tropical Park.
Yeah, exactly. So the quote unquote mountain. That's actually a hill.
Yeah. So the definition of mountain is lost on What's Happening.
Dude, I'm trying to fucking find the email, and I can't for the life of me.
I Love Lucy, Frasier.
I Love Lucy, Frasier. I know that I put the Cosby in there, but I think I took that out at one point. But I want to say, for the sake of time, Cosby Show is great, man. There were some good moments
in that show, too.
And then, that's what it was. It was Cosby, and then Everybody Loves Raymond.
I can't fucking stand Everybody
Loves What?
Raymond.
Really?
I cannot fucking stand that
shit. I haven't seen one episode where I'm not laughing out loud. I'm like, that's so
Everybody
great.
Loves Raymond can suck my balls.
Really?
I fucking hate that
shit. Wow.
Show. Now, I'm not saying it's not funny. I'm saying I hate...
Well, is there a comes like deep... Like, what? Tell me.
Because, first of all right. Everyone on that show is either a pussy or an asshole. Every single one of them is a fuck... Okay. First of all, Ray's wife... Ray's wife is a bitch.
Well, she's a woman.
Right. No. I'm not saying that...
She's a wife.
She's got her mom... No, but like... You want to know... Oh, and I'll tell you exactly the... Okay, so Ray's wife is a bitch. Ray's a pussy because his mom is a bitch... And he doesn't do anything to stop it.
Right.
And his dad is an asshole.
Well, Ray's character is supposed to be like that. That's the whole point of the show.
Where's
your anger coming from?
I was on board with the show because the mom makes fun of the wife and all these things. And then they showed the episode of when they bought the house, and his wife was like, "We're gonna move across the street from your," and it was her fucking idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he was like, and Ray was like, "No, don't do it. No, don't do it."
It was a flashback episode.
Right. It was one of those flashback episodes. And then the rest of the time, now I watch it, and I'm like, "You don't fucking complain. You brought this on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you."
But that was the whole fun part of it. That was the whole funny part of it.
I couldn't get past it. Like, as these people,
That's where the suspension of disbelief. You lost you on that when you go.
No, because then I watch it, and then I'm like, man, everybody's so mean. Like, there's no offset. Like, everybody's so mean, or I don't
relate
to Ray.
Well, no, his brother, Brad Garrett, is the
only saving graces in that show for me.
Really?
Brad Garrett and the father. The father is an asshole.
The father's
asshole,
a dick.
Yeah.
Like, he is the biggest dick.
But it's in that dismissive way where he's like, he's old. You know, like that's...
But all of them are dismissive in that way. It's his mom is old. That's why she's... His mom gets me, man.
I get so mad at that.
I don't get mad. I just think it's funny. I'm like, wow, what a bitch, huh? She fucking...
I just don't like it.
Are the kids feeling okay? Like, they don't feel... Like, oh, did you give him something to eat? Like,
because
fucking great
stuff like that.
I can't believe you hate it that bad.
Like, I just
but it still makes you laugh.
It. There are times, like, if I'm sitting and watching it, like, all the stuff with the brother with
Brad Garrett.
What's his name?
Robbie.
Robert. Yeah, all the stuff with him, I think, is funny because he's the one that he is now. He's fucked up by everybody around him, so now they have to deal with it. Like, that to me is like the saving grace of the show.
I think the show is. I don't know.
Whenever the mom is mean to the wife,
but they had there was a whole story arc where they didn't fight. Them two were fighting and arguing, and because they had an explosion, it all boiled over. There was a whole story arc, five, six episodes where they didn't, and it was, dude, I thought it was great. I mean, the show, every episode
just,
was fucking great.
You know,
great,
like,
man.
I just lost as soon as I saw that. You did it. Don't you complain now that you, like, don't blame him.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. And he's a pussy, and he's supposed to be a pussy. Like, that's the whole thing. Is like,
he's
married man, you'll know. You'll learn.
I don't.
Married men are like,
no,
fucking.
No, but the show, like, certain parts of it make me mad where I'm just like, I just rather not watch this. Only when the brother is the main character of the show.
You know how I feel about the same way is whenever I watch What About Bob? Remember that movie?
Yes. God damn it, you took one of my fucking pigs. Is that a pig?
No, that can't be a pig. That's on fucking TBS all the time. Get the hell out of here. All
right.
If you had cable, you'd know that. No, What About Bob?
Touche.
I watched that movie and fucking hate Bob.
You're just so mad at him.
I'm so mad at him because he's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. And the movie's funny. But the whole time I'm like, I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you. I fucking hate. I am with Dreyfus the whole time. I am fucking with you.
Shoot him.
He goes crazy at the end. He finally goes crazy. And I just, for that, so I feel that anger, but just towards the character. Oh, I gotta get back out there. I don't know. Hold on.
I don't know.
I think he's done.
Ramon Garcia was indeed done, and a good time was had by all. But we still have shit to talk about, so Neri and I stay in the green room, discussing.
All right, so we were talking about the TV show.
Right, the Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah,
Did we get past that? Oh, no, the movie, What About Bob?
My brother feels that way about the Meet the Fokker movie or the Meet the Parents, where just bad shit keeps happening and no one's on this guy's side.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing gets on my brother's. Like my brother's. Well, like,
you know what gets on my nerves is that it's unrealistic in the sense of I get it. It's supposed to be like this whole everything bad happens to him. But it's unrealistic in the sense that any normal human being would stop at any given point and be like, hey, this is what's happening. Explain what the, like, hey, look,
right,
I'm having a shitty week. This is what's happened. It's not like at the end when everything's boiled over. It's like that's like you ever seen those TV shows or sitcom or movie where the guy fucks up with the girl and the girl, like she sees another woman, like perfect example. It happens in God knows how many movies. Guy and girl are dating. A girl goes away to get a drink or something, comes back and sees another girl kissing him, but she only saw that one scene where they were kissing. She didn't know that a half second later he pushed her off.
Right.
Then they get into a fight and he never gets to explain that.
Yeah.
And it's always like, oh, and he's like, no, but and you then she gets the door slammed.
All right, everybody stop.
Yeah.
You know, that never happens.
Never happens. And in real life, you would go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Hold on.
I know you saw what you saw, but let me explain to you what happened. And then take it from there. That's the part that bothers me about that. The same meet the fuckers
Bob?
And whatever. No,
yeah, yeah.
No. What about Bob?
You just hate that guy.
I just hate that guy.
Yeah.
But that he did such a great job being annoying. That's what his job was, his role in that movie was.
That whole baby steps thing. Oh, God. That's a good movie, too. That's a good one.
So then... But I've never heard somebody say that about everybody
else.
Have you
seen a bad Bill Murray movie?
I'm not a fan of Lost in Translation. I'm not a fan of Rushmore. Rushmore to me is like Napoleon Dynamite. Overrated. Like, how is this funny?
Thing. I get it.
How is this funny? Like, duh.
Oh,
I'm like,
but,
what?
No, but I'm
I don't fucking get it.
But Bill Murray is like...
But Bill Murray, even though there was another one where they were in a submarine, Bill the Murray was...
Oh, yes. A Life Aquatic.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I'm just fucking like... I don't get
the
it.
Weird
it's
stuff.
Too smart
yeah.
for me.
Yeah,
it's too
yeah.
smart. For, I'm saying it's too smart for me because it must be too smart. I'm like, I don't...
Yeah.
It's not stupid comedy.
No, it's not straight... Yeah, it's
but
a little,
I'm just like,
it's
I don't,
a little more weird alternative stuff.
I just... It's like I'm not that dude.
So to end on a but, what were your four? So it was I Love Lucy,
Frazier,
Cosby Show, and Everybody Loves Raymond.
And there was a point in there where it was a toss up between Cosby and King of Queens, and I only went with Cosby out of respect because it's a fucking legacy. Honestly, King of Queens
is a funny show too.
I did not watch King of Queens. I never saw Kevin James stand up. I didn't watch King of Queens during its original run up until like season 5.
Right.
I became a comic. I started doing comedy and people would tell me you're just like Kevin James. Not in stand up. They would just say, man, you remind me. Like even people at my day job at the time.
Right.
Before I started doing stand up, they would go, oh, you remind me of just like the guy from King of Queens. And I was like, all right, whatever. I guess we're fat, whatever. I never got offended, but I was always like, all right, whatever. And then like season 5, I finally watched an episode and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I was so like, wow, I really do. There are so many similarities, and I want just everybody to know, like anybody who's known me for a while knows that I don't do that because of King of Queens. I am naturally
the way I am.
And if you watch King of Queens, like I've had supervisors in jobs come up to me and go, I saw this episode of King of Queens and I thought of you. And then we think of you because that's what you, like, I would really act that way.
Right.
Like, that's one of those shows where it's as ridiculous as it is sometimes with the slapstick. I honestly, it's realistic because I've done that. That's the way I act.
Wow.
And then I saw Kevin James stand up and I go, holy shit.
Yeah.
That guy's a fucking monster, bro.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's a great special.
I recorded it. I TiVo'd it. It's not on DVD. I TiVo'd it. I recorded it. I edited out all the commercials and I put it onto a DVD myself. Like, that's how much I went through. Like, I don't know shit about gadgets, but that's how much I made the effort. That's my honorable mention.
Yeah.
I like Home. You know what's funny? Home Improvement is really good. And I wasn't a big fan of it when it originally aired. Like, I would watch it, but it was.
I know exactly what you're saying.
But I would watch it just to get to the next show that's coming up, whatever. I don't even remember what it was, but watching it in the morning with my wife, like, it's a really funny show. Like, yeah. I like it. I appreciate it more now.
My thing, that's a good one too.
Man. A lot of people came back with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They came back with
Prince.
They came back with Saved by the Bell. They came back with a Home Improvement. A lot of people had these shows, and nobody gave really a bad response until what's happening. And I was like, that's not even close.
So wait, what was mine? Mine was Full House.
Right.
Saved by the Bell. What did I say? God, because I just thought of them on the fly. Oh, what the fuck did I say?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember what I said. I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, you got to go back and listen to it. So what were they again?
It was Saved by the Bell.
Oh, you had said The Simpsons. You had said The Simpsons.
I had something
about
Saved by the Bell. I put The Office.
The Office.
And what was the other one?
Didn't you just say the other one?
I know. I just said the other one.
You just dropped them off for The Office?
That's what happens when you're...
Fresh Prince? No.
No. It was...
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yes.
Seinfeld.
Thank you.
All right, so that's that. Again, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Seinfeld. Seinfeld's so funny. Mm. Still one of the greatest shows ever on TV. I'll watch it now and I'll still laugh.
Yeah.
Some people had Friends. Friends is a tremendous show. My problem with Friends is that they play it so fucking much. And my wife is such a... She has all seasons on DVD. And whenever it's on TV, she'll watch it. And there's like 200 and something episodes. And they literally play 4 episodes a day on TBS. They play a two hour block. So every 2 months,
you know,
it's the same fucking episode.
You know what my honorable mention is? Wings.
Oh, Wings, very good. Remember Wings? Yeah, I remember.
That show, actually, that guy, I'll give him, I don't have a tweet of the week, but he, Steven Weber.
Oh, okay.
The guy who played Brian, the brother, the crazy one. Yeah. Steven Weber on Twitter.
I like Thomas Church.
Yeah, Thomas Hayden Church was fucking hilarious too. But he, on Twitter, Steven Weber is still one of the funniest Twitter guys I've ever read. Oh. End of the show.
So, it was a great...
That Wings. Yeah, Wings was a great
show. Honorable mention to me was Seinfeld, Friends, because those are great shows that you can't go wrong with. For me, it's one of those things where... Those are the first 4 shows that I thought of. And I go, there's a reason why there's the first 4 shows that I thought of. And then again, King of Queens is one of those that I almost put in there, but Cosby Show is so fucking good.
Yeah. Well, that's not, The Simpsons, I would do an animated
mountain where it would just be, it would literally, my animated mountain off the cusp, I haven't thought about this, would be Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park, and I can't even think of another one really.
Right, like any of the...
American Dad.
You like American Dad?
I fucking love American Dad.
Yeah.
Right now, gun to head, which one's better, American Dad or Family Guy? And I have a tough choice.
Yeah.
I think American Dad is one of the most underrated.
It's a great show.
It's so underrated because it sounds and looks like, sounds meaning the voices,
right,
and
right.
looks like meaning the animation,
Family Guy.
Everybody expects it to be Family Guy, but it's a different show. It's very funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very funny, very smart. The writing is intense. It's so great, man.
Yeah.
I love that show. I fucking love that show. Guns to Head, I don't know which one is better right now, but it flipped with a coin for me. And I love
I don't think
Guy.
There's enough of those, like, stand the test of time animated shows.
South Park
is high on that list, too.
South Park is so good. Dude, South Park movie?
Yeah.
Bigger, nice. Louder. Oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, that was great.
That was great. Anyways, man, so thank you guys for checking us out. I apologize for all the gaps and all the breaks, but it's a live show and I was performing in it, so it's one of those things. But thank you guys for checking us out. Hopefully we'll do some more remotes and work out better. Check us out on Twitter, and we've already said all that. And check us out at hashtag WooBro. If you have an old school pick of the week, let us know what you think. I'm looking forward to Exotica. Miami's coming up soon, so I'm looking forward to that. Make sure to check us out, because that's how winning is done.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Sines and Mike Mercadal. Thus concludes our first ever Green Room Sessions episode, taped live at the Brown Rice Comedy Tour at the Miami Improv. Thanks to all those who attended, and good luck trying to get this song out of your head.